Live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 28th in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, it's a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday. Wow, the good sheriff's with us. Welcome, sir.
Hey, good morning, Sam, Kurt, everybody. Good morning.
Sheriff Richard Mack on your radio. Kurt Crosby with me as well. But now listen up. I just got a tidbit for the mainstream press that I want to play to you. They tell you over and over and over and over that vaccinations are safe and effective. Vaccinations are safe and effective, they say.
Yeah.
And I bring up the fact that why do we have a secret vaccine injury compensation fund where the taxpayers are on the hook to pay for vaccines when they go wrong, when they're not safe and they're not effective? And why have we spent well over $400 million on that thing? And why don't we let the vaccination companies take responsibility for their products like every other company has to? And the answer is because, hey, the liabilities are so great, companies would not be in business because they're not safe and they're not effective. Oh, oftentimes they are, oftentimes they're not, but it's debatable. And anyway, they shut down that side of the debate. But here's what the mainstream press just said. Listen to this.
Federal health researchers say this year's flu vaccine was a dud yet again.
Experts at the center.
Wait a minute. Did you just hear that?
Well, I've said that a bunch.
Hold on.
Federal health researchers say this year's flu vaccine was a dud yet again.
So not only is it a dud, ladies and gentlemen, but yet again. So it's been dud multiple times. Now, let me ask you a question. Is a dud safe and effective, Sheriff?
It certainly isn't effective.
Okay, so let's just continue here.
Experts at the Centers for Disease Control say at first in this year's flu season, the vaccine was doing fairly well with a 47% effective rate.
Wait a minute, 47% effective rate. I could flip a coin and get 50-50, right?
Yep.
So it's less than flipping a coin effective, and they're saying that's fairly well. Listen up.
But then a new strain developed later in the winter, and the vaccine couldn't touch it. 91% ineffective.
Wait a minute now. You tell me that it's a dud again, and is 91% ineffective, Sheriff.
Flu vaccines are made each year to protect against three or four different types of flu virus based on predictions from the previous year. Even though this year's vaccine was overall less than 30% effective, experts say it still probably prevented 40 to 90,000 hospitalizations.
Probably.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
What is that? I don't even understand what we're talking about here, sir.
Well, if it's so scientific, why are they using the word probably?
Well, so they tell you that it wasn't effective.
Right.
They tell you that it was a dud yet again. They tell you that it was only 47% effective and it was doing awesome. Doing fairly well is the way they call it. And then they admit that after the new strain came out, then, hey, it was 91% ineffective. So that means 9% effective. Overall, it was less than 30%. Sheriff, I can flip a coin and do way better than that. And then they say it's safe and effective. And I say, when are they going to admit the truth? If I bring up that it's not safe and it's not effective, and I bring up this secret vaccine injury compensation fund, then all they do is dismiss me as a conspiracy theorist, Sheriff.
Well, Sam, if you flip the coin, government will probably charge you for gambling.
Yes, they would.
Yeah.
And then they'd want a tax piece of it, too, wouldn't they?
So they can use that as a distraction from the point that we've all been making. And a lot of these people who've gone to jail or have been accused of abusing their children, neglecting their children, other felonious charges, who don't believe in vaccinations, as if they don't have that right to choose, the government will do anything to try to cover their tracks on this. But, Sam, I have used the flu vaccine as an example at school when we've talked about this subject. I've used it as a subject of conversation on this very show, because every year they come back and watch. They will do it again this fall. It's, you're better off taking it, even though there is no way we can say it will stop the flu. It definitely makes it a little better.
Well, it probably stopped all these hospitalizations, and it probably, you know, made everybody feel good. It probably continues the lie and rakes in big bucks for the pharmaceutical companies in bed with your government, and it probably lets us call you a whacked-out conspiracy theorist.
We'll hear also about another key point on the flu vaccine.
Yes, sir.
It's probably the most used vaccination in the world, especially in America. I don't know of another vaccine where it is more touted, more advertised, and more used than that one.
And, by the way, the least necessary. Now, I get that some people die from the flu if they're elderly or if they've got lung problems or specific immune system compromising issues. But those are the people they say can't take the vaccines really anyway, oftentimes.
Exactly. But they will still tout it every year that, yeah, we can't guarantee anything with it, but you should still take it. What a ridiculous way to promote something.
That's the only way they can promote their lie, sir.
That can have side effects and can cause the flu.
It's not safe. It's not effective. It's a sham. It doesn't work. They flat out admit it in the latest news report that I just highlighted.
It's a dud.
And they say it's a dud yet again. They don't just say it's a dud like, oh, my gosh, we missed it for once out of 100. You know, in the last 100 years, we got a dud one time. We're so sorry about that. It happens. Okay, it's a dud again. Every year it's a dud. And when it's not even 50% effective, they say it's doing fairly well. How is less than 50% fairly well?
Yeah, and what if I just have a cold, not the flu?
Well, then it doesn't really protect from that strain, sir. You'll have to just, like, take some lozenges and go to bed. Now, I submit to you that 99% of the people who get the flu, if they take care of themselves, if they're not immune system challenged, and if they're not... Okay, most people can power through the flu just fine. What they need is plenty of rest, plenty of liquids, and some nutrition there. Most people do okay. And believe it or not, the more people that go through the flus, the natural immunities have the ability to reduce the effects of other strains even, where the vaccines don't have that ability at all.
Yeah.
What do you say, Kurt? Did you get your flu jab yet, bro? You need to get it. It's really important, sir.
You know, you're looking at somebody who's never had a flu shot.
Neither have I, sir.
You know, and I know that might scare some of you that listen to us on the radio. I mean, you might want to get back from your radio a little ways, you know, just so that you don't catch it from us.
I turned it the heck right off. For crying out loud.
Okay, you guys are making me feel bad. Wow.
That's right.
Well, you've taken the jab. I'm sorry, sir. Our prayers are with you.
When I was at BYU, they were offering them there, and I was still kind of a little bit naive about that. And I thought, heck, if BYU's offering them free to students, then, man, I better take that. And then that was the last time. That was 1976.
They were free, huh?
Yes. At the health department right there. On about 8:29.
Nothing like them free.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so
just
anyway,
crazy
you guys are a little bit ahead of me. Not too bad, but that was the last time I've ever had one. And
I'm grateful that you've only had it one time though. I mean, just imagine the abuse and the wasted money and I got a question. If it's a dud and they know it. When they promote, you know how everywhere you go, they got those flu shots sold here, or flu shots available here, or whatever like that? Are they going to put, like, a tagline that says, dud again? Get your flu shot here? Think they're going to do that?
I think they'll probably not use that in their sales thing.
Well, they probably need to. I mean, that's factual, right? And I got a question. Don't people get in trouble if they withhold information that would be relevant to the... sale there, Sheriff?
Well, it's not a trial. But, so they could, this is exactly proof. Buyer beware and make your own decisions and do not trust the government to make those decisions for you. That is where this all goes.
It's just amazing. I mean, it's just amazing the stuff we go through and that we kind of, you know, talk about. All right. I guess now Twitter's going to start putting up warnings when Donald violates their terms when he tweets. They're not going to take down his tweets yet, Sheriff, but they're going to put up warning signs so that you know when the Donald's not being kind.
Kind of like
accurate.
Hurricane warnings or like tsunami warnings. That's right. You know, you got.
And don't so do that when the vaccine rolls out. Warning, just so. When Donald tweets. Okay? Now, David Clark Jr. is so mad about it. He says, follow me at Parler. Parler is a competitor now to Twitter. Follow me at Parler. I am done with these totalitarian bigots running Twitter. I'm only going to use this site to blast these owner pigs. Nobody controls Sheriff Clark's speech but me. Show some courage and make the switch, the good sheriff says. What do you say to that, Sheriff?
I'm ready to switch, but I haven't done much with Parler, and I don't do much with Facebook, and I've only done Facebook because some of our staff has suggested it. But
well, whip my hair.
I'm really fed up with Facebook and Twitter.
You're fed up with it?
Yeah, totally.
How can you be fed up with it if you're not even on it?
I'm fed up.
You sound like Kurt Crosby.
I'm fed up with what they do, not with what my association is with them.
All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, good sheriff on your radio.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course, I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad.
Family.
And just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless Dustin asks me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only seven countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the ninth month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. Under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Hey, this is the latest tune. Compliment to Kurt Crosby, Sheriff.
I'm not familiar with it.
All right, there you go, Kurt. How do you like that? Whip my hair, buddy.
That is the, well, this is the daughter of Will Smith, Sheriff, in case you're
she's unfamiliar. She's a nutcase, isn't she?
You're just not caught up with the news. I mean, you know, you just kind of backwards, man, there, down there in the country in Arizona.
I know, vaccine but, taken backward. I mean, come on.
Wow. We talked about it last hour because she told her grandma she desires bisexual bigamy. Now, they have what they call a thruple, and that's where instead of a couple, which is, you know, a man and a woman like
that. How do they say that in French, Kurt?
I don't know, but this, anyway. Maybe.
There you go.
Anyway, she wants another, well, anyway, she was... prefer marriage to a man and a woman, so I guess they call that a thruple.
Hey, she's no respecter of persons. A little different than God would do it, but hey.
And so I guess that's her song that she made, you know. So it took a long time to write the lyrics for the stuff like that, though, Sheriff Mack. You got to write Whip My Hair Back like 4,500 times.
Darn right. Hey, now, I want to tell you what I called the debates over the last 2 days, Sheriff, and give you a chance to sound off on the debates really quick. So the last two nights of debates, you had 20 candidates on stage. You had five that didn't make the cut. And so my headline says, first socialist Democratic debate, pro-death, unhinged, male-hating, anti-gun, open borders, globalism promoting, not to mention climate crisis claiming racists.
Yeah.
What do you say to that, sir?
Yeah, if you don't believe in climate change, you're a racist.
Of course you are.
Yeah. I didn't watch either one.
You know what happened? I watched the first one for about 45 minutes, and it was just so egregious to our supreme law of the land and the principles that I hold dear, I had to turn it off, and I didn't watch the rest.
I did watch the reviews from on Fox, and I've watched a lot of the, heard a lot of the stuff on KFYI.
When are you going to turn Fox off, man?
But, well, I mean, I even watch some of the other news. I watch NBC somewhat. I watch CNN a little, just a little. But, you know, I wanted to get the report, so I
you got to listen to Liberty Roundtable Live. What about my report, sir?
Well, I did yesterday.
The one-liner report, what do you think of that?
I listened to your show yesterday.
Biden takes a beating, you know, white men are out.
But yeah, yesterday I watched the reviews on MSN today. I haven't watched Fox yet, but I saw on MSN some of the reviews, and it looks like Kamala Harris hit it out of the park. Not in my view, but from the national viewpoint. And I think she was really smart in the way she went after Biden. And, you know, of course, you're going to attack him. But I really did agree with Trump when I heard him say that the first night was really boring.
Oh, big time.
And you knew it had to be because basically it's going to do exactly what you said, and that is just continue to push the party of death. The party of cruelty, the party of corruption, the party of...
open borders, globalism.
Well, it's anti-constitution. It's anti-American, it's anti-constitution, it's anti-founding fathers, it's anti-principle. It's we will take care of you, the Constitution notwithstanding, just vote for us.
They even had some Chinese wacko on stage last night saying we got to give $1,000 a month to everybody.
Yeah, I might vote for him for that.
Yeah, Kurt will only vote for him if he increases it to 10,000.
1,000?
Yeah, 1,000. I mean, you know, who was it? Was it Mondale who said the same thing way back when?
Good old Walt, whacked out Walt.
Yeah, he was a winner back then, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was trying to buy all those votes. He said, hey, you know, we're going to give $1,000 to every man, woman, and child. And then the reason it was shunned back then, and it was part of the reason why he lost, that everybody started saying, well, where do you think you're going to get it? You're going to steal it from us and then give it back to us. Or you're going to steal it from the rich.
Well, heck yeah.
Everybody else.
What's wrong with that, Robin Hood?
Yeah, I know. So this time, if he were to start getting serious, That would be really funny. I mean, if he got some serious numbers in the polls or whatever.
Hey, these people are—they're serious about stealing everything that matters and that you hold dear. They're going for broke, buddy.
Oh, the 70% tax rate that the Democrats are wanting, and I would say that the absolute most disturbing thing though is the commercial you just played from Donald Trump about abortion. That really does concern me, that how many people in the Democrat Party, how many people that are running, of the 25, 30 people running for president as a Democrat, how many of them have assailed the Virginia governor saying it's okay if we have a live birth or if a child or if a baby or embryo, whatever they call it, this human tissue mass that is born, and it survives an abortion, we will make it comfortable and then kill it. How many of them have criticized that or come out against it or saying, no, that's not where we're going as a party? That is not what we do. We do not believe in death like that. You know, they'll assail concentration camps at the border, which is absolutely so bogus and ridiculous that it defies all logic. But again, who cares? Democrats get to be illogical. They get to be unconstitutional. They get to be completely counter to historical fact.
As they beg for your vote so that they can swear an oath on the Bible to the supreme law of the land, right?
And take care of you. Their only deal is vote for us because we will take care of you better than the other person. And this whole thing with the Democrats is basically that. We will allow you to kill babies even when they're born. We will allow you to do anything you want to anybody, anytime you want. And we will take care of you because it's your choice.
Now, let me tell you the problem with all this. Clearly, the Democrats are so unhinged, so off the rails, so crazy. I don't think they really have a gig in mainstream America at all. I think they're just a sideshow, clown show, freak show, whatever you want to call it. Sidebar. The problem is some of these people have real power. That's number one. Number two, though, what they've managed to do with their extreme antics, with their theateresque belligerence and extreme views, they've managed to pull the matrix so far left that the leftist Republicans that don't care for your Constitution, don't care for your way of life, they just want to do it Republican style, they're so far left that now the swamp is considered right. We just got to vote the swamp back in because, by golly, we don't want the unhinged left in there. They've managed to make the matrix so far left where there's not even discussions about the things that that you and I care about, even on the table anymore.
Yeah, and overall, the Democrats, last night, Kamala Harris kind of took a deviation from it. But it's more, the overall theme was, and you kind of gave it, but you missed the one thing, and the whole overall theme, especially the first night, was, who can hate Donald Trump the most? And I really think that was pretty much, and it's pretty much the theme of the Democrats. They don't have to have a plan. They don't have to have a specific issue to correct or make better. All they have to do is say how bad Trump is and how we hate him.
Yeah, but most of the Republicans are on board with that same message, just a lighter tone.
It's probably going to be the only thing that's going to keep me supporting Trump, even though he's made a couple of mistakes that have really sent me.
I agree with the frustration of his mistakes and his lack of getting some things done that we want, but he's still done more good than any other presidential reality in my whole lifetime, sir.
Yeah.
It's not even debatable.
Right. You're correct.
So I get his mistakes, and I get that he's not perfect, and I get we wish he would get a whole lot more done. I get all that. I completely agree. But I'm telling you, he's done more for our cause, even with his mistakes, than anybody else in my whole lifetime. I might even say even more so than a Ron Paul. Ron Paul might be truer on the principles, but Donald's got more done.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
It's hard to even fathom. I get it. I mean, I know. But I'm telling you right now, I mean, it's just amazing. All right. The broadcast continues. The good sheriff with us, CSPOA.org. That stands for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Become a member today. Do you have a constitutional sheriff?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking Supreme Court news, a controversial citizenship question will apparently not be added to the 2020 census based on a Supreme Court ruling that came down just a short time ago. Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's four liberal justices in a 5-4 ruling against adding a question to the census about whether respondents are U.S. citizens. Legal analyst Andrew Napolitano.
This is a significant defeat for the Trump administration and for the president personally, who, of course, wanted this question on there, and I think had understandable reasons for wanting it on there.
He was speaking on Fox News. The high court also punting a key case involving the political process of drawing congressional districts, or gerrymandering. The justices say they can't decide an issue that should be up to state lawmakers. The ruling 5-4, and this is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Just before President Trump departed for the G20 summit in Japan, he said of efforts to get a trade deal with China.
They want to make a deal. They want to make a deal more than I do. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
That's the president speaking after he called into the Fox Business Network yesterday morning. Now there's a report that the Chinese president will present President Trump with terms for a trade war settlement when the two meet on Saturday at the summit. The Wall Street Journal says the proposed deal calls for the U.S. to lift its ban on selling American technology to the Chinese tech giant Huawei and calls for Trump to remove all tariffs on Chinese imports. Last night at the first Democratic presidential debate, 10 of the hopefuls took the stage in Miami. Tonight, another 10 will be taking that stage, though Bernie Sanders and frontrunner Joe Biden are not taking part in this first debate. The government says the U.S. economy grew at an annual rate of 3.1% in the year's first quarter. And this is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you, these people are so unhinged, it's even hard to fathom. Kurt wants to tell you about some prosecutors in the news. Sheriff, Kurt?
Prosecutors? Let's see. Well, yeah, the headline here, mother killed 17-month-old over her affair. Sheriff, you know, this is a story where I guess this lady was, and that's probably a term you used loosely here, but she was having an affair and her 17-month-old baby was kind of bothering things and she covered his mouth with some kind of a baby wipe thing or whatever, but the bottom line is the baby died and you know, I find it interesting, if the baby dies in an abortion, you know, that's perfectly fine. But somehow when it's born and they, you know, alive or whatever, then people have got some, you know, repercussions about dying there.
She needed to take the baby to her favorite Democratic politician for murder instead of, you know, doing it herself, Sheriff. What do you say to that?
Well, in all honesty, without being facetious at all, isn't the same reasoning that she used to kill her 17-month-old baby the same reasoning they do for abortion? convenience, embarrassment.
Yes, sir. Very factual.
Yeah, she was. She thought the infant was getting in the way while she was having an affair. And this is in Camden County. The prosecutor said during a detention hearing that Heather Reynolds, 41 years old, by the way, suffocated her son Axel using a cleaning wipe over his nose and mouth. According to WPIX, Reynolds sobbed in court as her attorney argued she had nothing to do with her child's death. CBS Philly reported that police were called to her Gloucester Township home back in May of 2018 after she ran outside screaming for help from her neighbors, holding her 17-month-old's lifeless body. Prosecutors said the infant had bruises on his mouth and nose and reeked of alcohol. Emergency personnel found the unresponsive 17-month-old on the home's lawn. Well, medical examiner ruled at the time that the baby died of asphyxia.
All right, there you
also
go.
Also known as suffocation.
So in one case, anyway, it's murder. The other case, it's what you call a woman's right to choose. She just chose to have the wrong person murder her baby. She can't do that herself. She's got to go to her favorite politician to get that done.
See? Well, it was, quite honestly, again, her method was probably more humane than the way they kill babies.
Yeah, she didn't rip that sucker apart limb by limb before it even got a first breath, right?
Or stabbing it in the head and sucking out its brain.
Ooh, hate that. Yeah, you can't talk about that violent stuff. We better shut you down, buddy. See, you're a violent extremist, Sheriff.
And I don't believe in abortion, so I'm a racist.
No, amen to that.
Yeah.
All right. Not only that, you hate women. We know that, too. See what I mean? It just never ends how unhinged these people are.
Well, I'm glad I didn't have you on speaker, so my wife didn't hear you say that.
That you hate women? She already knows that. All right, IRS abuses. If you want to talk about abuses, you can't even leave the sentence abuse without the term IRS in it. They got the immoral practice of stealing homes from citizens, and I think it's been ratcheting up under the Donald even, Sheriff.
Well, you see, that's one of my things about Donald and his assertion to drain the swamp. He hasn't drained the IRS at all. And it doesn't even appear that he discusses this. Because, Sam, this whole thing about what the IRS does, I had somebody else just recently, in fact, I think it was at the Red Pill Expo, they talked about that. It might have even been Michael Badnarik, that they violate just about every single Bill of Rights, all 10. I don't know about number 3. I don't know where they force people to quarter any of their agents in their homes. But they actually do worse there. They take people's homes. And Sam, I was a tax collector when I was sheriff. The sheriff in most counties in this country have something to do with tax collecting. And it was one of the worst things about my job. I hated this part. But anyway, be that as it may, if I, in any of those situations, I was not allowed to take people's homes, except in foreclosure for the banks, because, you know, but I even refused to do that a couple of times. And those were very rare. In fact, I don't even remember ever doing a home seizure, ever. And I do remember stopping one in particular. I think I've discussed that on the show before. But in any suit, lawsuit, say Kurt owes me a bunch of money, and I sue him. Well, then, when and if that goes to court and I win, then the sheriff will come and say, well, he says, well, I don't have any money. I can't pay Sheriff Mack. And I said, well, look, he has a bunch of neat stuff in his home. He has a bunch of property. He owns a home, blah, blah, blah. And then they say, well, good. So
no lo tocas mi casa.
Well, right, but they start focusing.
There's Sam flipping out a little Spanish.
Yeah, I had to do that. Them debaters can't beat me, buddy.
But they can take away, I've done this before, they can take away, if you have two cars and they're paid for, we can take one car. If you own a home, we can't take the home. You have a right to keep a place to live. Your family has a right to stay.
Not anymore with the thugs at the IRS, buddy. They can do whatever they want to you, especially if you're a conservative.
That's my point, Sam. That's exactly my point. How is it that the IRS gets to violate every principle of decency, and the Democrats, man oh man, they're sitting there talking about the cruelty of Donald Trump. Why don't they all take a look at themselves and the cruelty that happens in this country of how we take people's homes and literally put people out on the street? Why doesn't Bernie Sanders talk about the people on the streets? They're dying on the streets. Well, who in the hell do you think put them there? It's your own government rules and regulations and your own government cruelty that has put people there and literally kicking people to the curb. I had a friend about 20 years ago, about nine kids, and he got kicked to the curb. And he was a very religious man, and he just kind of felt, I must have done something really bad if my government takes my home away from me. And then he started studying it and looking at it and found out that he didn't do anything wrong, that they did, and that this practice is allowed and condoned by sheriffs or anybody in this country, by smug politicians or smug citizens who think, well, I have to pay my taxes. You don't pay your taxes. Well, then you're going to lose your home. No. If you owe me money, it is no different. This is a civil matter between the federal government and the citizen. And no sheriff should be allowing that to occur because you're not allowed to do it.
It's actually a state matter, though, not a federal matter, right?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter which it is. You are not allowed to take people's home in a civil matter. And that is the thing that sheriffs in this country should be hanging their hat on, because you tell the feds.
Yeah, but hold on, man. If they stand up against the feds on that thing, buddy, then they're not going to get all that military hardware and their big old vehicles, and they're not going to get all that armor and cameras and all that kind of stuff. They're not going to be, you know, get special deals.
Yeah, and
at the
what
White
about all
House.
That money? What about all that federal
get your,
funding?
Humvee for Christmas from
yeah.
the feds.
See what I mean?
So you're
you got
right.
troubles.
But this is where the politicians in this country and Mr. Trump should be telling the IRS, okay, there's a few changes we're going to make here. One is you don't get to take people's homes. They have two cars, you get to take a car. If they have two radios, you get to take one radio. If they have two stereos, you get to take one stereo.
Yeah, but what if one of them's my wife's?
Well, they might.
What would happen if we just made America great again and we reversed it and we didn't even have that whole thing, you know?
Got rid of the IRS?
We got along. Yeah, I mean, we
just
didn't
shut
get
that psychotic, lawless thugocracy right on down, Sheriff.
Oh,
I was watching that.
In favor of that, but you've even said on the show, let's look at the best option right now. Easy option for Trump.
Good point.
That's right. Okay, you were watching Kurt.
I was watching that Freedom to Fascism show last night. Boy, that's a heck of a show to, you know, rewind and get your...
Amen to that.
Sink your teeth into.
Well, that's only if you want the truth, Kurt.
How about
yeah, good point.
Joe Lewis?
Hang tight.
Oh, yeah.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, any other comments on the IRS? Kurt, you were talking about watching Freedom to Fascism, and then, Sheriff, you were talking about who now? Some sports
Joe
guy?
Joe Louis.
He's a sports guy, right?
Freedom to Fascism, the movie that Aaron Russo did, they talk about how Joe Louis, the heavyweight champion of the world, donated money to the war cause, two different paychecks. He donated completely. The IRS went after him for taxes on both of them that were completely donated to the federal government. And they took everything from him. They kicked him out of everything, lost his home, lost everything, lost the inheritance he got from his mother. And this German who he beat for the world championship, Schmeling, I think was his name, he had to pay for, he voluntarily paid for Joe Louis's funeral because there wasn't any money left. His children lost everything, lost their trust funds for going to college, and they completely ruined Joe Louis. If he had just kept the money from the feds or asked for it, demanded it back, he would have been fine. But they completely ruined his life. They don't care, and it's an astonishing story, probably the best one, because, one, Joe Louis was black, and where was the black community coming to his defense? Where was the NAACP in coming to his defense?
Hey, man, nobody's going to defend no black tax protesters, man.
Good point. I'm
telling you right now. Those are the bad blacks. Those are the white wannabe blacks kind of guys.
Probably the most honorable man that has ever been in the position of heavyweight champion.
Good thing. I agree with that. Anyway, our prayers are that Donald stands up against the IRS. But look, Donald's afraid of the IRS, Sheriff.
He is?
Absolutely. What has he done to shut him down? Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing.
He's afraid. Maybe he's just too politically correct and too busy getting all the other stuff drained.
Uh-huh. I thought he's under an IRS audit, Sheriff, isn't he? Doesn't he say he'll release his tax returns once the audits are done?
That's what he said.
Yeah, so see, he's still getting audited. I'm telling you right now, he's afraid to stand up. They'll just, run over his apple cart, buddy.
Well, maybe he's just happy with him because they have been siding with him on that issue.
Uh-huh. All right, Donald's happy with the IRS, Kurt. What do you say to that?
Yeah, just imagine if you want to give some counsel to the president, so that he could go ahead and really win a smackdown. Just imagine if he took that issue and said, look, I've found this whole tariff thing really is pretty effective. In fact, America, ran with it for over 100 years, and we were completely out of debt then. And then we embraced this, income tax thing in 1913, and look where we are now. So I'm thinking, let's make America great again. Everybody's been hassled by these guys, and we've had congressional hearings about it forever. So, you know, I found this as a solution that, you know, everybody can be happy about.
You're right.
I mean, the president could just grab onto that. Big time.
Yeah, we got to get you a sit down. You and the good president can have a Kool-Aid and figure that out there, Kurt. I support it 100%. I want to talk about Sheriff Jason Mike Sell. Sheriff?
Yeah. Yeah. Sheriff Mike Sell.
Maybe this guy can shut down the IRS for us.
Maybe he can, because he's got some courage and the guts, it seems, to do it. Although it's amazing, Sam. I'm actually applauding him because he's working with the federal government. What? What? Did I say that right? What? Okay. So anyway,
you didn't do it in Spanish. You got to spander a little better than that, buddy.
Okay. ¿Cómo? Okay.
There you go.
I like the English better.
Good job. But
the thing of it is, he is working with ICE, contrary to the law of Colorado. I don't know how the governor and the state legislature did it, but they did, and Colorado's got some crazy things going on with their legislature.
Hey, they're all high up there, buddy, in two ways.
Yeah, they're on that marijuana. Yeah, but
Rocky Mountain High.
The free marijuana. Well, not free marijuana, but legalized marijuana.
And I was going to stop the folks at the border, but then I got high. Yeah. All right.
There's a song in there somewhere. And He actually is working to get rid of the illegals in his county, and so he's helping and working with ICE. And from what I understand, from an email I got from one of his constituents, that he is beating the ACLU, who is suing him for working with ICE. And, you know, they're still having they can't document, ACLU, this is really cute for them, they can't document any human rights abuses, so they're saying he doesn't have the right to use funds that are in his budget for other things. He can't divert those funds. So since when is ACLU the accounting agency, check and balance?
Well, since they asserted themselves and you haven't stopped them, sir.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I'm not completely anti-ACLU. I think they've done some good work. They don't know the Second Amendment from a hole in the ground, but they do some good work here and there, but this is not one of them. So they're suing Sheriff Mikesell, and this is Teller County, Colorado. For those of you listening that want to look this up, Jason Mikesell, Sheriff Jason Mikesell of Teller, T-E-L-L-E-R, County, Colorado. So he's fighting them, but the thing of it is, what his constituent told me is that he is actually deputizing ICE agents so that they can work freely with him in his county.
Now, this does highlight the authority, the power, and the jurisdiction of the sheriff. So to you naysayers who say we don't have a clue, it's appropriate for coordination to take place, for the sheriff to authorize and deputize, and for the state, the county, and the feds to work together in coordination to stop illegality.
Right. Okay,
this is appropriate, and it highlights the point that we always make that they mock us about, Sheriff.
It is, and you know what? Sheriff Mikesell might be the most liberal, anti-constitution sheriff in the country. I don't know. I don't know him. From the sounds of it and what I've seen so far, he's not. But I haven't talked to him yet. I certainly plan to, and we're going to help him on this all we can. Because he's doing exactly what you said, Sam. He is exercising his authority as sheriff to protect his county, to do what he thinks is best for his county.
And by the way, he's not being anti-Fed, anti-everybody like they say that we use that power for. He's constructively using it in a term called coordination, which is key.
Yeah, he's working with the feds to help promote what the feds are supposed to do at the border, and that is protect our border and keep criminals out of our country. Now, this is falling on the sheriffs to try to find a way to remedy this, because our federal government won't do it, something the ACLU will not address, that they're not doing what they are actually required to do by the Constitution, ACLU, if you would read that part in Article 4. However, the point here is I don't know if this guy is pro-gun, anti-gun, pro-Second Amendment, if he is about freedom of religion or he whatever. I don't know any of his other views, and right now I don't care. He is doing the right thing, and the CSPOA is totally 100% behind him. Maybe I might even disagree that he's not doing the right thing, even on this issue, because he's working with the feds. And maybe they came in and did something to finagle him to do this. I don't know. The prerogative is up, and the choice is up to the sheriff. How he coordinates this with the feds, or with the state, or with the DPS, is totally up to him and his boss. That is it. And his boss are we, the people of Teller County. That's it. And that's why the ACLU has no business being involved in this. The governor is making some little threats about this. Maybe they're going to go after him. And we will be there to stand with him every day if that becomes the case.
You got to love it. Why the sheriff would go against the feds and go against the county sheriff in this case is kind of beyond me.
Because what do we know? What do we know that Sheriff Mikesell knows? He knows about the work that the CSPOA has done in Colorado with the sheriffs that we've had at our conventions. It has gotten around there, like El Paso County, that we had a lot of success in. But he has heard the sheriff is the main man in the county. And so the reaches of the constitutional sheriff movement have reached him. I can't wait to talk to him. I'm going to try to get a hold of him today.
And we commend him for his work. CSPOA.org, become involved today, stands firmly behind Colorado Sheriff Mikesell, I think is how you say it. Jason Mikesell. And yep, we commend him for his work on that. Kurt's got a final story to tell you about. John
before we go there real quick,
run out
yeah,
of time.
Before we go there, you know, it looks like 32 Colorado sheriffs joined up in opposing Colorado's gun control stuff, including Sheriff Mikesell as well, Sam.
Oh, good. Well,
so
he is better than I thought.
Yeah,
I was disappointed in those Colorado sheriffs, though. They stood against gun control, but when we tried to get a hold of them and work with them, they all fell apart and wouldn't communicate and wouldn't work on it. But, you know.
Yeah, good point.
So.
On this other story you were mentioning, they got a fire sale, Sam, and apparently a fire sale means radio station 77 WABC out of New York sold for only $12.5 million. So, Sheriff,
You say 77, though, you only mean 770, right?
I guess so. They just call it 77 WABC, yeah. So I'm sure it's AM 770.
That's right.
You know, on the dial. This guy... Katsimatidis, I guess is his name, but he's a Greek guy that is a big billionaire, and he slapped down $12.5 million because it was a fire sale. So bought it from Cumulus, Sam, and Cumulus is trying to pare down their debt. They had a $5 billion buying spree back in between 98 and 2013.
See, without fake money, they'd never even be able to have a buying spree like that in the first place, Kurt.
Yeah, and they also sold another station as part of a six-station deal for $103.5 million. Cumulus just trying to get out of all their debt. But, man, it's there's big money in some radio, Sam.
Yeah. Weird stuff, I'll tell you that. What do you say to that, Sheriff?
Well, it does keep getting weirder and weirder. But, you know, I always come back to... the principles that we adhere to here and the proper role of government. And I just so wish that we would teach our nation the Constitution and the supreme law of the land and the proper role of government. Of course, the Constitution pretty much makes that clear. But I'm still amazed that we have this thing from especially the Democrats, but Republicans too, that we don't have to follow the Constitution anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, one thing to make very clear. The Constitution for the United States of America is still the supreme law of the land, despite what the liars and the fake news folks portray. We must stand with the sacred principles of God, family, and country. Join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. We're still fighting for innocence in prison. There's no liberty with innocence in prison. For Sam and Kurt and the good sheriff, we declare, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore a grand old republic. LibertyRoundtable.com, donate today and get involved, would you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.